You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Honest AF Show with me, Daniela Clark.
And me, Barbara Ann Wild.
We are in the studio today. We've got a full house. We've got Crocodile, we've got Sheena, we've got Phil, our engineer, and drum roll, please, we've got... We have Lisa. Producer Lisa is back.
Woo!
Yay. She has graced us with her presence finally. And we just heard a cute story about her. Was it your uncle?
Yes.
Your 70-year-old uncle?
Yeah.
There are people out there that meet each other in nursing homes.
Yeah, they do.
And, you know.
True.
And they do it.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah. By the grace of Viagra.
I'm going to be too tired by them. And I know that for sure. I think
I'll disintegrate by then.
If Zach is still around.
Oh, yeah.
Barb is going to be 98.
Barb will be split in two.
Like...
Yeah. I think if the psychic that I met in Jamaica was correct and everything else he told me was correct, I think Zach's going to live around a little bit longer than me. But I told him if he ends up with anybody else after I'm gone, I'll be putting a lightning bolt right up his ass.
So. Ah!
Guys, I'm going to go.
You don't want Zach to be happy.
Absolutely
I don't
not.
Want him to be happy.
He had a many year bachelor party, and those days are over for him.
Oh, that's hilarious! You need to assign, like in your will, a watcher. You know
Actually,
what I mean?
You know, that's a so really funny? Good idea.
Yeah. Oh, no, I plan a on haunting.
A guardian cop.
I'll be doing the haunting all myself.
A sex guardian. What? You're having sex? You're not allowed? You're
Pfizer,
at someone
Pfizer
else.
Will all of a sudden stop making the little blue diamonds and he'll be shit out of luck.
I have to think that like 80% of them will be shit out of luck. Lisa, what's going on with you? Oh, my God. What, you just had a birthday.
I had a birthday. I'm glad you brought that up because I had a birthday and I thought you would enjoy this story. People are like, oh, you know, what did Teddy get you for your birthday?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Wait, let me breathe. Let me just calm down. I should have taken a Xanax before you told me this story. Oh, no. What did he do?
Cash.
Oh, that's good.
He gave me cash and a card. Like
cash
an uncle.
Isn't bad. He's like, cash is
like,
good.
Yeah, but he's like, this is like your uncle. Here, happy birthday. Go buy yourself something.
Wait. How much cash?
$250.
Okay, because I always find the sums to be the interesting part of it. Because
why the $250? Yeah, why not like, just round
it
off?
No, just curious as to what they think. Because, you know, sometimes you'll, like that Seinfeld episode where they gave, Jerry gave Elaine like $132.22. It's like, what does that amount represent? So just curious. I don't usually ask that kind of stuff about presents because to me it truly is what the thought that counts. But when someone gives you cash, you gotta go, okay, so what, especially your husband, what is he thinking with that cash?
I love cash.
I like cash because I never have cash on me.
Yeah.
You know, so now I actually have some cash on me. Don't anybody try to rob me out there, okay? Because I'm carrying.
She has $250 on her today.
I'm carrying.
Apparently. But it's way better than getting like a TV guide subscription or or a toaster or, you know, something that you don't really want.
Right. Well, sometimes, he could have bought me that weight belt like he bought me the one at Christmas.
Oh, my God. Not weight belt, bought her the weight belt.
The sweat belt.
Yes.
The stomach sweat belt.
I not high. Don't know what to say about that. But
yeah, it wasn't good.
I will say that we just did a podcast. We were guests on, actually, it's going to be a co-podcast with Bacon Is My Podcast. So we did like an Honest Bacon Is My Podcast episode. And one of the questions they had for us was, how do we feel about gift cards? And we were both saying between cash and gift cards, we're all about it.
Oh, yeah.
I love gift cards. Some people don't ever use them. They're like, oh, I forgot I had that or I put it in the drawer. The minute I get those, I'm on my way, wherever it's for. Oh, my gosh, this is so funny. So my neighbor... This just reminded me of a gift card. My neighbor came over with a little bag and we don't exchange gifts, right? And I thought it was kind of weird. And I was like, oh, sometimes she'll buy me like soap or something simple. You know, we don't go extravagant. And I open up this little box and there's a Nordstrom gift card in there for $60.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, that's really weird. Like, that's a lot of money for them to spend on me. Like, we don't do that. You know, like, get me a $10 thing of soap or some cream or whatever, but not that. And so I went over to her house. I'm like, why did you do this? That's like way extravagant. We don't do that. She goes, oh, because, you know, it's your 60th birthday. I'm like, it's not my 60th birthday.
The reason, but
that's why she gave you 60.
Oh, it's my 59th birthday.
But your Instagram post was very misleading.
I know, because I said it's my last year of my 50s.
Yeah.
Is I think how I phrased it. And so then I had to repost on Facebook.
Yeah.
Because so many people were like, oh my God, happy 60th. I didn't realize that until after I got the gift card, right? I'm like, whoa, everybody. I should have put a comma or a period or something in there.
Yeah. It was funny because I said the same thing to Danielle. I go, wait a minute. Lisa just posted. It's like, it's a big birthday. We need to do something. Or is Teddy having a party? What's going on? And she's like, it's not her 60th. And I'm like, I don't know. She just posted and then I went back and it was gone. It must have been right when you were like editing yourself.
I think I had to straighten it out because I said something like, it's my last 50s. Like,
yeah,
I'm in my last year of my 50s.
You said something about eating something divine because you were you're about to whelp or whatever, about to be, it's your last day or hours or year in their 50s.
My last year in my 50s, I think, is
the
what
way
I said.
You said it.
Yeah,
it sounded like it was like,
yeah, everybody thought
hours
the same
away.
Thing.
I should have
been a little more careful.
I knew better.
Yes, I'm exactly Gilby's age.
I know that. So
Daniela
that's
knew.
Why I knew that.
Yeah.
And so I was good with that. And when Barb said, oh, she's turned 60, I said, oh, no, she's not.
No,
she's,
we'll have a big party next year.
I know she is.
Yeah, we're going to have a party next year, but not this year.
Did
I'm not that old yet.
Did I tell you the Ronnie Wood, Joe Wood story?
Mm-mm.
You know that one? We were actually at Axel's house. This is years ago. We were at Axel's house, and Ronnie Wood from the Rolling Stones and Joe Wood were there, and I was, you know, quite friendly with Joe because we'd run into each other quite a bit in those days, and they were married at that time, and she had just had a birthday, and I said to her, what did Ronnie get you for your birthday? And she opened up her purse, took out her wallet and pulled out a check that he wrote to her for $1 million.
Oh my God.
Wow, that is a good
gift. Teddy's got some work to do.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. He gave her a check for $1 million. I'm like, yeah, you know, that's not shabby. I like that.
What?
Yeah,
a check for $1 million?
Maybe he knew what he was going to do to her in a couple years later and just was starting to like...
It was his down
make up
payment.
For it now.
It was down payment
guilt
on his cheating.
Guilt gift.
Wow, $1 million.
Foreshadowing what was to come.
Yeah, I guess so. But I always thought that was actually kind of a nice gift because, you know, you go, okay, well, what do you buy this person? Ooh, speaking of gifts, Lisa and I have been discussing.
Oh, God. I hope he doesn't listen to this episode.
No, well, tell him not to.
Okay.
Tell him not to,
yeah,
or it'll ruin his life.
Yeah.
So, so Lisa and I have been discussing this because Teddy was over here the other day.
Right.
And he went home and told, well, I'll let Lisa tell a story.
And he came home and he said, oh, my God, Gilby's got this calendar of Daniela in his garage, and she's like,
yes, he
she's
does.
Like half naked all over his motorcycle. And I'm like, are you saying that because like you want me to do a calendar for you? He goes, no, I'm just saying, you know, it's all right there. He always says that to Daniela. Every time he sees Daniela, he's like, Daniela, put those away. Like,
that's what he tells you. He tells me.
He does.
That's great.
He says it now to Frankie too. Frankie.
Yeah.
That skirt's a little too short, Frankie.
Yeah.
He's always so.
He's always grandpa.
He's like grandpa. Yeah. He's like grandpa. So anyway, that's where he was headed with that. So I approached. I said to Daniela, "Oh my God,
we got to do this. I mean,
wouldn't
the
it be hilarious?
Have just been.
I make Teddy a calendar on Teddy because Gilby's been working on Teddy's new motorcycle that he just got. Well, it's from his friend Alan who died.
Barb, pass this to her so she can see what she's about
was,
to get into.
Oh, my God. He was with Alan.
This is beyond.
Oh, Jesus.
So
this is not going to happen. We're going to do
better from
we're going to do our own version of this. Oh, yeah. Oh, no wonder. Teddy was like, what? Oh, yeah. Oh, dear Lord. Okay. Yeah. No. I wish you could all see this.
Poor Phil.
Maybe Daniela's going to have to post some of these pictures on the internet.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I can see through your little top there, Daniela.
Well, you're welcome.
I'm thinking for Zach, I'm just going to take her body and have my face put on it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, my God. I should just give... Can you just make another one of these? And then I'll give it to Teddy?
Yeah, so you just...
The ideas have been flooding.
This one...
We have to do a really cheesy one. I mean, my God.
We're going to do a... I want to do a comical version of me on Teddy's motorcycle. So somehow we have to get Gilby to, like... I'm just laughing at a picture.
Wear your safety glasses.
Daniela is, what do you call that?
Welding.
She's welding.
Sparks are flying.
There are a lot of sparks flying, and I see her hair right there. With, is she wearing goggles? I don't see.
Yeah, so
I'm wearing goggles. Safety goggles.
Okay. Yeah. She's wearing goggles, but her hair is not protected. Nor is anything else on her.
Oh my God. My nipples could have caught on fire over there.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God. So... It's better than I thought. Okay. So, yeah. So we said, we'll have to get Gilby to like pretend like he has to fix something and say, hey, I got you something. I'm going to put it on your bike for you. Yes. Or like, I'll go buy him something special to put on it for Christmas and he'll think that's it. Right.
Yeah.
And Gilby can think of something that Teddy doesn't have.
Well, it's very easy. Gilby's like, Gilby can just be like, you know, we have to work on your bike or, you know, whatever.
Yeah. So he'll have the bike come over here.
I have been thinking.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. So I was, this is what I was thinking. I was thinking we could do a Baywatch moment where we could actually do this as a video.
Okay.
And we could have you running on the beach and then you rip off your rip skirt.
Oh, yes. The rip
skirt. Slow motion.
Oh, my God, my rip skirt.
Just think about that. Can we have... Total Baywatch moment.
Too bad it's not video because the noise of it, because the noise of ripping off the rip skirt is part of the...
We could sample. Some kind of, we can sample that. No problem.
Definitely.
We could do a little audiogram like you do for the podcast because it's the noise of the Velcro on the rip skirt that is really part of the excitement.
That's what makes it so sexy.
Yeah.
So you need the whole experience.
For sure. I was thinking, I was laying in bed going, oh my God, how are we going to do this? This is going to be amazing. I can't wait.
This is going to be amazing.
A hot little bikini. But no, wait. We have to leave some mystery. We'll put the rip skirt over it, have her run on the beach in slow motion like Pam Anderson and just rip it open.
Okay, let me ask you this. Okay, for anybody who doesn't know me or what I look like, I don't look like Daniela, okay? I did lose a lot of weight last year, but however, I've put 13 pounds back on since then. Whatever, I'm working on it. That's what my $250 is for, by the way. It's for my binge eating workshop that I'm taking.
Oh,
I'm not kidding you.
He didn't buy you a weight belt, but you're going to take care of that yourself.
Yeah, I'm going to take care of that myself.
Oh, God.
So I'm going to take the binge eating workshop. So
you know, men can't win. They cannot win.
It's an intuitive eating workshop.
Intuitive eating? What is that?
My intuition is to always eat. That's the problem. You're supposed to eat.
You're supposed
to knock into your, you know, tap into your intuition and only eat when you're really hungry. Mm. But I have some crossed wires.
$250.
Yes, I know.
Take it to Daniela's endermology place.
Oh, yeah, we're doing that.
Just don't eat.
Yeah, I put that on that. So we have to, can't be like now. I need a couple months to work on this.
Oh my God.
This.
So when is his, is it for his birthday or for his?
No, we'll do it for Christmas.
For Christmas. Okay. Yeah. You got some months.
Yeah. I mean, I could do it for his birthday. That's next June.
I cannot wait for this.
I mean, by next June, I could definitely lose the weight. Let's see what happens before December.
I really can't wait.
How long does it take to get this made? Where'd you take this? Kinko's?
I did.
That's pretty appropriate.
Yeah. I think I took it to Kinko's, to Kinko's
to get the
yeah. I think I just had it printed there, you know, like on a calendar. It's
very
easy.
And then you had to go pick it up. It's like that's like a Seinfeld episode. Remember when George?
Oh, that was the best.
When George had the picture of him on the the little lounge.
I know
thing.
It's really embarrassing actually. Going with the dark sunglasses and a baseball cap.
Embarrassing about this calendar.
Are you kidding? The guys that worked there were like,
up,
well, hello.
Like, oh my God.
They were like
something else.
Yeah, why is this not my wife?
But this is what I like to do for gifts for Gilby, because what do you get a guy that has everything and if he doesn't have it, he usually buys it for himself, you know? And like, I don't know how to go buy him parts, like motorcycle parts. I have no idea.
You have to give him a gift card or cash.
Yeah.
Right.
So what I like to do is I like to do little things like this for him. like a little, you know, nudie calendar. Or I've done things like I've written him a book with like different stories about, you know, how our relationship has progressed.
Aww,
or whatever.
That's,
you know, like
nice.
I do little things like that. Like I do like really, you know, intimate stuff that he really likes when I give him that kind of stuff, because I don't know what else to get him. I really don't. Yeah. Like every time I get him something, I feel like he's all, oh yeah, nice. I puts it in a pile and doesn't do anything with it.
He loved the portrait of Sheena.
He loved that.
He showed me. He was all about it. He loved that too. So
we did a portrait of Sheena where she's like all in like an Elizabethan collar.
Oh,
and
cute.
So gorgeous. Like, it's so cute.
It's so funny. We dressed her up like a princess because she's this princess. Uh-huh. And we gave that to him. Frankie and I did.
He loved that.
Christmas.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a really good gift. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's hard with the guys. Like, what do you get them, you know? Phil, what do you like to get? You want a calendar?
Yeah. Phil can't even speak. He's tongue-tied.
We have to have a little chat then.
That's how you can farm yourself out, Daniela. That's your new business thing.
I'm serious.
You
That's a good business.
Yeah. What you do is you style shoots for women who want to do something like this for their husbands.
I can give women sexy makeovers.
Yes.
I'm really good at that. It was funny because I've always wanted to do that. I thought, you know how they do those makeover shows?
Yes.
I was like, I want to do those ambush sexy makeovers where we take, you know, women and then just sex them up, do a photo shoot with them and let their husbands, you know.
Yeah.
Deal with
you
that.
You know, long time ago when I worked at Playboy, they
boyfriends,
had this sort of like
girlfriends, whatever
idea incubator thing that they had for us. Like, so employees could, once a week we met and if we had ideas for the thing. And I had this idea for the show called Help Me Hef. And it would be like, Hef would be like with Charlie's Angels, right? So it'd be Hef and three playmates. And people would write in from, you know, middle of nowhere to say, oh, you know, I'm however old and I just feel frumpy all the time. I've been married for 24 years. Can you help me? And one of the playmates would help with physical stuff. One of the playmates would help with like fixing up their bedroom or something. Like it would be like a makeover, a makeover show on all different levels.
Yeah.
And Hef would be sort of sitting there at the mansion on his computer, just sort of like, you know, Charlie used to do.
Right.
And so they would be like, Hef, here we are. We're in her bedroom. And he'd be, oh, it looks great. It was wonderful. So anyway, they loved the idea. They never did anything with it. But I thought that was a good idea for a show, right? It was all during
really
all those Playboy
shows. I think
it's
such a good idea. And I always think that your sexiness is in your own head, you know? And you don't have to be a certain size. You don't have to be, you know, a certain age. You don't have to look a certain way.
Be of a certain stature.
Certain stature, exactly. You just... It's all in your own head, and it's amazing what a spray tan can do. It makes a huge difference.
That's true.
Huge difference. Spray tan, get your hairdo done, get some makeup on, professional makeup artist, professional hair, some sexy lingerie, and let me tell you, I can pull out the tiger in anyone.
I think that
that's the name of your company.
I think that this is a million times.
I can pull
times,
out the tiger in anyone. Yes.
But I think this is a million times hotter than those boudoir photos, because whenever you see those like gift cards or whatever, or like these package deals, like to do boudoir photography for your significant other, it's so over the top and so typical that it's not but it's super like heavy duty foundation and the Vaseline over the lens and you're laying the flowers and just, you know, it's just not,
you've got,
it's
like,
not how,
you've got like big diamond dynasty
you're not
earrings
welding,
on and, you're not welding
without a bra on.
You gotta think like a guy when you do this.
Yeah.
Like, what are the guys like? They like you. What I did was I went into the garage and I saw the calendars that he has up there and oh my God, the cheese. So these girls are like on their, you know, it's they like the car wash pictures with the girls.
Oh yeah,
wet.
Jello shots, the shot girl with the
on the motorcycle.
Holsters with all the shots and the little bottles
come
of
on.
Booze. And,
come on,
yeah, we can do this. It's easy,
but it's what's good about this. You put two things he loves in one thing.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So anybody can do it
lay
if they find
a keyboard
something.
Or something. You're gonna be laying on the grand piano.
I need to lay on a pizza.
What? Oh, God. God.
That's funny.
Oh, my God. Please, please, God, I hope Teddy doesn't listen to this episode.
Take me in front of ABC Donuts and let me lay it.
God, now that would turn me on. So I don't know. I'm all about the donuts.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. That so is funny. Fantastic. But you know what we could do?
Get one of those big mama pizzas. You know that one, that big
Which
daddy's
Which gives me another idea.
Mamas?
We could lay you out naked, like
what?
On a table.
Wait, there will be no nudity.
And we could put a piece of pizza slice on your... On your private area, on your girly parts, we'll put pizza slices. We could do in a couple here. Cupcakes up on the boobs and a pizza slice down here.
Oh, my God. Did you see the Real Housewives episode the other day? They were recapping the one where they did the everyone eating sushi off the naked girl when that was the thing.
Yeah,
everyone
yeah,
was
yeah.
Doing that.
Yeah, that always grosses me out so bad.
Everyone was, like, mortified. And I was thinking this pre-COVID. Like, yeah. Wow, everybody would be, like, losing their shit. But did you see that Interview magazine? I wanted to ask you about this, actually, by the way, because, I mean, you're the most fashion-forward human I know in my world. Zach thinks he is.
You got to get out more.
But no, did you see the new that new cover of Interview magazine with the girl holding the martini glass at her, you know, vajayjay and shooting champagne out of it?
Yes.
And it was super, I'm sorry. What do you think?
Well, first tell me what you think. Do you think it's nasty?
Yes.
You do?
It was like very golden shower.
Yeah?
Russian prostitute for me.
Really?
It was, I'm not prude by any stretch of the imagination.
No, you're not.
But I found it to be like, first of all, potty stuff does not turn me on
at all.
Well,
you know, to each his own.
But I thought it was like literally just degrading.
Gross? Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to see this now.
I don't mind it. I don't know. It doesn't bother me. I think it's funny. But you know me. I like Zach's sense of humor. So.
Well, that's true. Did you do have it? A 13-year-old boy sense of humor. I agree. That is true. They love potty jokes. They love all that stuff. I just thought it was so, like, and so many celebrities commented and was like, this really isn't doing anything for me. And I just thought, I don't know what it is about this that, like, totally, like, I thought it was vulgar.
You thought it was vulgar.
Yeah, I did not find it sexy at all. I'm going to have to show it to you now.
That's interesting.
I don't know. I wanted to know what you thought about that.
That doesn't really bother me. I don't know. I guess I think it's kind of funny. Yeah, okay. It doesn't bother me.
Well, that's
cool. I like when people are kind of pushing the envelope a little bit and doing, you know, things that are a little bit unexpected, or they get you to talk about it and notice it, then they did a good job, you know, actually.
True.
Well, we're talking about it right
we're
now.
We're talking
now
about
everybody's
it.
Everybody's going to go look at it.
Yeah, exactly.
So everybody's going to go look at it now.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, here it is.
So
very okay. much Russian horror, really NWA video.
Oh, wow. Well, it's also,
it's kind
I mean, if I may say,
too.
I'm not looking at it as like peeing.
Oh,
I'm
look like golden shower to me.
I'm looking at it like the other thing.
Oh, like it's a strap-on or something?
No, like, I don't want to say the word on the show because that's not a word I like to say.
Let me see if I can you know, decipher the word.
When some women, you know.
Oh.
I'm sure that was the point.
Yeah, that's what I thought when she first said that. That's what I
don't want to say that word because that word is offensive. Like, I don't like that word.
I associate it.
Yeah, I get it, but you know, if it's not in like Hustler or Penthouse, it just didn't feel like
She's very
but then you know a lot
she's
of people
very involved
really hated
in
the
it.
WAP
she's...
video too, which I didn't hate.
Which one?
I thought that was WAP. Funny because it was a song and it was campy and I don't even think they could have got her to do this.
The word Lisa was looking for, which we can edit out.
And
later,
I'm Russian.
Squirting.
Yes, that's the word. I just can't say that word. I don't know why I can't say that word.
I was good. Yeah,
you can leave it in if you want.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, you know.
I mean, it's not a bad word on its
but
own.
But it's not a bad word on its own. If you take it out of context.
Yeah.
It's not that bad, you know.
Anyway.
That's what it says to me. That's how I'm feeling when I look at it.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. I mean, I can see why you think it's vulgar, but...
I can't go from talking about pizza to that. That's hard.
Wow, Lisa, imagine if we did that picture.
My God. Yeah, we're not doing that one.
But instead of the champagne, you could be flipping pizzas. Like, no.
That's pizza coming so out of my vajayjay. That would be like dream come true.
I just wonder what Phil says about us when he goes home. He probably goes, oh my God, I gotta go wash my head out.
It would have to be like, no, he would like Fanta orange soda.
That's funny. I don't know. I just didn't think it was artistic. I thought it was, you know.
I mean, I can see that. But I think, I don't know. I feel like if you have a sense of humor about it, it's one way to look at it. You know, like for me, I just think it's kind of funny.
And was that the cover or was that just a
That's
photo?
The cover,
in the,
and she's got a new record coming out.
Did they show the whole thing in the cover?
I don't know, but everyone's been going off about it.
I saw the picture just on the internet. I didn't realize it was on the cover.
It might be the cover. Digitally, maybe it's not the cover on the newsstand. I don't even know if Interview Magazine is on the newsstand anymore. I don't know.
I don't know. What's on the newsstand? Is there still newsstands?
I don't even know.
Oh, it's that's crazy. Funny you say that because, you know, my new book venture, I'm having quite a hard time. And I'm saying this because you would know because you all have kids. They're grown, though. But, okay, so my Girl on the Go thing, right? I have 4 books planned, right, for like teenage girls. 12 and up. And this first one I did is called A Girl on the Go Guided Journal that was supposed to come out in September. Now I'm moving it to the spring. Book is done. Layout's done. It's all beautiful. It looks great. But it's 4 color and it's extremely expensive to produce.
Right.
I'm trying to keep it lower cost, right? Because I don't want to, the most I want to charge for it is like $14.99. So it's competitive with other things, but I can't possibly do that because literally the cost of it is $11. Amazon takes 50 or 80% of your money. Mm-hmm. There would be nothing. Mm-hmm. In fact, I would be in the hole on every single book.
Okay.
So I kept thinking last night, I was thinking about how could I turn this into something more creative that maybe teenage girls would like. The same layout, the same book. And I kept thinking, what if I turned it into like a little mini, like a zine for the girls? And then maybe it would be cheaper to produce it. Uh-huh. And you can still write in it, you know, sort of like a cool teenage highlights for children, because that's what all the other books are. They're like goals books and they're like other things. So instead of a book, maybe I could make it into something like that. Then I kept thinking, is there any place that makes magazines anymore? Like I had that exact thought last night. So I went online and I found a printer in downtown LA that does like, they specialize in magazines and stuff like that. And what do you call those? Like graphic novels and stuff like that the kids all like to read now.
Right,
that's
right.
Like a thing. So it's actually that size. It's a digest size. It's not even the size of a book. Mm-hmm. So even if it was a book, it would be that size. And I thought maybe I'll make it into like a more of a magazine thing. So it's more fun for the kids to carry around and they can still write into it. You know, what do you think? I don't know. Would kids even do that? Am I barking up the wrong tree? Should I be doing something else?
I think you need to talk to some kids. Yeah. I don't know.
I think everything that they do now is
on their phones. Because a girlfriend of mine brought that up to me. She was like, if any of the listeners know, maybe we'll post this on the thing to say, what are your teenagers? Do they read? Do they journal? And most of my stuff is like journaling kind of things, you know? Do they graphic novels?
She writes.
I think kids, I think girls still journal. And you know, I belong to that girl, that group, Write Girl. Yeah. And those girls all write. So that's kind of my target audience. Those kind of girls that like to journal and think and deep and, you know, that sort of thing. But I want to make it a little more creative than just a book because I can't compete, obviously, with the books that are out there at this stage of my game.
Yeah.
So I'd like to know what teens are, you know, I need to do a little.
That's interesting. But I do think that most of the time they're always like, everything's like on YouTube.
They're on their phones.
They're watching everything on TikTok, YouTube, and on their phones. That's
I could take every single page and make every page a post every day and just give them an assignment every day to do. But then where's the cash come from? You know, you got to make money on this venture.
Right. Yeah, how do you do that?
I was thinking like, you know, it could just be that my thing, that could be what the Instagram turns into. You know?
But it's also kind of nice to have something.
To have something. And it's nice to write into something.
Yeah.
Like I never thought it could even be a Kindle version, even though I thought, well, I might have to put it out on ebook because it's the only way I can make it halfway affordable and they can just write in their own notebooks.
So
yeah, it's a workbook. So you want
it should be tactile,
writable.
Think. Yeah.
Are you able to do workbooks or journals that are like DocuSign that they could have?
Yeah, I thought about that.
I mean, because I have all my books right now. I mean, there's nothing like hardcover.
Yeah.
Real tangible book, but a lot of books that I have right now are in my phone, in my Apple Books.
Yeah.
But if you were able to open it and be able to you know, because a lot of the kids have the pens.
Yeah.
And so could they...
And they could just write their own thing. But there's like online journals where you can type into journals and they're private and you don't have access. Nobody else has access to it. But then again, that's going to cost me more than the book's going to cost to make the books. I may as well just make the books.
I don't know.
So I don't know. I just didn't know if you know about that. But it was an interesting thought that are teenagers reading anymore?
Yes.
They do still read.
Yeah.
They journal like we did?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's, you know...
God, because just because of like, you, we still have teenage kids, but my daughter's not a teenager anymore. But she does read,
and because of phones. I'm just saying, because phones are still, you know, all they are is here. They're here, here, here.
In school,
oh really?
They have a journal entry.
Oh, that's cool.
They have to journal. That's part of their whole thing. But
I love that.
My daughter, she majored in literature and creative writing at Berkeley. So my daughter, she's all about it.
And reading and writing.
She journals.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, so it still exists, I guess. I just thought, are kids always still on phones? That was kind of my thought.
Yes.
I think
but,
so.
But yeah.
iPad.
The answer is yes.
Is it futile to be doing this stupid business of, I'm like, oh, I have 4 books planned. Wait, are kids even reading books? That was just my thing. And I'm like, well, too late now. I'm going to commit to this and take it to the end.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do 4.
You're going to have to do like a Patreon and do like a live journal.
Yeah.
You know, where you have like some, it's got to be... It's got to live digitally.
Yeah.
For if it's going to be to that audience.
Yeah. I thought I was going to do a Kickstarter. This other company cool called thing. Rebel Girls, they do books for younger girls. And they're all about like, you know, kick-ass women doing cool things in the world, right? But it's for younger girls. They had the largest Kickstarter in all of publishing history, if not one of the largest funded Kickstarters. And I think they did it maybe like right after the Me Too thing. And so they rode that wave and they got like hundreds of thousands of dollars. And all they were asking for was $10,000. So it's possible, you know?
Yeah, without a doubt.
To do something like that. But
totally.
Just to get it funded and then...
Just call it retro and then they'll love it.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
It's retro to read books. That's how we, you know, vinyl isn't going anywhere. It's bigger than it's ever been.
Yeah.
You know, so
bell bottoms are back.
The journal with the little diaries with the keys that we had when we were kids.
Loved those.
Make it like a retro diary, and these kids will think that they're checking out something that's like they're cooler than their friends.
So, Barb, what's going on with you?
What else is happening? Going on with me?
I mean, my God. I know.
Oh my God.
But shall we? Shall we discuss it?
Uh-oh. Sure.
What's happening?
Barb's got a major story.
What?
My son got engaged nights ago.
Yay.
It's very exciting. And,
so
you know,
exciting.
It's so funny because, I mean, my kids don't listen to this show, so I don't have to worry. But, you know, we're not supposed to, when you have more than one child or more than one dog, you're not really supposed to have favorites. But there is one that may be a little bit more inclined to your personality that you kind of vibe with a little bit more. And Jesse has always been my... Like, Zach always calls him the golden child. Like, he's my angel child, you know. Haley Ray was, you know, daddy's girl, and Jesse is, like, everything about mommy, and he's still mama's boy. So people that know me were like, wait till he goes, you're like, because Zach's mother was not nice to me. Once I became his girlfriend. When we were BFFs, she loved me. But then once I took her, you know, got inched in there a little bit, she wasn't having
relationships,
it.
They say that relationships with moms and their sons is a very...
Very impenetrable.
Yeah.
And Zach's mom was not nice to me. So I always thought, I'm going to do my best to not do that with my sons. And I have three sons. So, you know, and his very first girlfriend I did not like. And I tried really hard to, like, keep it under wraps. But Jesse was like, Mom... Clearly, you don't like her. Everyone knows that. But his fiance, I'm crazy about.
Oh,
and
that's great.
She's gorgeous. She's smart. The first time I met her was really funny because I posted it today. The very first time I met her or got to know her, that Jesse introduced her as his girlfriend, was at Zach's 50th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And
was that the one where he had the Led Zeppelin
tribute
band?
Yes, at Mates. And it was a total surprise party. So, and we ended up letting Zach think he was going to rehearsal, and it ended up being a surprise birthday party, and I got an incredible Led Zeppelin cover band. Long story short.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was really awesome. He was totally surprised. But she was there with Jesse, and Jesse said to me, oh, Mom, you know, I'm going to marry that girl. She was sitting on the couch, and she said, Jesse said...
Or didn't he say, do you want to come meet my wife?
Yeah, I want you to meet my wife. I'm going to marry that girl. And she introduced herself to me, and she's like, hi, I'm Jesse's wife. And I was like, hold on a minute, Missy.
Oh, my God.
You're not his wife yet. We'll see about this. This was 4 years ago. They've been together 4 years. And I love that she's super smart and sassy. She just graduated law school and took her bar. We'll find out soon whether or not she graduated. But she is just, I adore her. So Jesse called me, like, of course, last minute, 2 weeks ago. And he said, Mom, I really think I want to ask Rihanna to get married when we go away, because they were going away to Cabo and to Mexico for a couple of weeks to go to another friend's wedding and to finally use a Christmas gift that Zach and I had gifted them with in 2019 for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And he said, I need a diamond. So fortunately, Aunt Randy, my girlfriend Randy that you know, she had someone that she's known forever who deals diamonds, and we went last week and he made her incredibly beautiful ring. And Jesse's a little like me, he cannot keep a secret. Like, I can keep a secret, but I love to buy gifts for people. So
you're not good at holding on to a gift for very long.
I can keep a secret, but I can't contain myself when I have a gift to give somebody. And it's like, so he was like beside himself. And I thought to myself, there's no way he's going to make it for the next couple of weeks, like with this ring. And so the day they got to Cabo, the day before yesterday, he calls me and he said, Mom, the resort is to die for, whatever. I was going to wait a couple days, but I think I'm going to ask her tonight because I can't wait anymore. Uh-huh. And I was like, I knew it. Like literally an hour later, they both FaceTimed us to say, you know, we're engaged. She had no clue.
Oh, she didn't?
She was crying. Zach was crying. Jesse was crying. I definitely got choked up, but Zach could flood rivers with his tears. He's like a big mush. But anyway, it's super, super exciting.
It's so exciting in the Wild household.
The family is growing.
Totally.
I know. I told her she could be a grandma soon. Whoa.
Oh, boy.
Whoa. Yeah, we're going to come up with another word for that. I was thinking the other day when you said that to me, of course you said that to me right away. And I thought, you know what? How does grandmother sound in French? Grand-mère. And it still has grand in it. So I think I'm going to have to come up with something good. When my sister was a grandmother really young, I told her to call herself Glammy. And so my brother-in-law is the admiral and my sister is Glammy. So I'm going to have to top that a little bit. But
that's what Frankie calls my mom. Frankie calls my mom a glammother.
That's cute.
Glammother. You know, Brenda, that's what she
Brenda,
wants.
Yes.
Haley Ray at some point had a really good one for me. If she were to ever have children, I have to ask her what it is because she's the same. She's just like, no one will ever be calling you grandma.
I cannot even imagine. But it's so funny because we all say that now. And then when you get your grandchild and you just turn into a big sap and you're like, come to granny.
Oh, I know. I love babies. So I'm fine with it. I'm like totally about it. But both of my kids right now, Jesse loves babies.
Isn't it so weird though? Like what a weird feeling it must be to know that your son is getting married.
That's weird.
Is that weird?
I mean, I still can't say son-in-law without choking over my tongue and my daughter's
you've been going on already.
She's going to be on her second anniversary in October.
Oh my goodness, already.
It's a weird thing.
Yeah, it is. It's really weird and it's such a trip because you don't really get a say as to who your kid marries.
No, you don't.
So, and I just pray to the gods that you
I'm lucky that both of my kids have made really great choices.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, all that matters is that they're happy.
They're happy. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, that you want that more than anything else.
Yeah.
So
that's all I care about too. Yeah. I always tell Frankie, do whatever makes you happy. As long as you're happy, I'm happy.
And then I told my daughter, I never said this to my sons, but I've said to my daughter, you need to be swinging from chandeliers because that's how you get through all the bullshit that life's going to throw at you.
That's right. So, you need passion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't play it safe.
I think that's really important. So, they're both really happy, and it's very exciting. So yay! I don't know when they're getting married. His mother, her mother and I were already texting each other this morning.
Oh, I'm sure.
And she said, they both told me it wasn't going to be a long engagement, so I think we're going to have a wedding soon.
Wow, oh, boy. So exciting. So
we'll see. I'm very excited.
So exciting. Oh, that means, goodness. You know what that means? Barb and I are out shopping for a dress.
Yes. That definitely is, that is exactly what that means.
Yep. Can't wait. Oh my God. So fun. Well, okay. That was a good little catch up with you, Miss Lisa.
Yeah. Yes. Nice to see everybody.
Okay. Well, I guess that does it for this episode of Honest AF. And make sure to hit us up on our socials, Honest AF Show on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. If you have any products you want us to review or check out or subject matters that you want us to talk about, let us know. We love hearing from you guys. And until next time.
Bye, everybody.
Take care.
We obviously need to do a disclaimer here. So we want you to know we are not doctors or experts by any stretch of the imagination. We are just a couple of gals that are looking for magical products, procedures, and experiences. And in our quest, we will share our honest as fuck opinions with you. So please make sure before you try anything we talk about that you know your own restrictions and do so at your own risk. Do not blame us for any of your issues. We're just experimenting too.
Did you guys hear about that couple that went on vacation and one spouse murdered the other? In fact, the entire vacation was planned just so that they could make the murder look like an accident.
Ah, so like a slaycation.
Oh boy, sounds like a fun new true crime podcast to me.
On every episode of Slaycation, we'll examine true cases of people who were killed while on vacation.
Was it murder? Or just a horrible accident? That's up to you and the law to decide. But either way, if you leave for your vacation in the plane and come home under the plane, you've definitely gone on a slaycation.
Join us every week for a fascinating new episode.
911, what's your emergency?
But make sure to pack your body bags,
because getting away can be murder.
This is Slaycation.